It's time for your morning pep talk. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Monday morning, really refreshing to wake up and get ready to conquer our week. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. This is your Pensacola Expert Panel. And we have the expert herself, Tammy Ward from the Better Business Bureau. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning. I love that sunshine after a Saturday.
That was crazy. Saturday was absolutely insane. When they said, oh, it's going to be pretty bad, they meant like really super duper bad.
Well, in the last two times they've said that, we really haven't had anything. So
it's true.
On top of all of that, it was in 3 to 6 or something like that. Oh, wow.
It was pretty rough. And then I couldn't sleep. I know we talked about this. Like, sleep was not an option.
No.
While you were listening to what sounded like the wind trying to bend every tree in half.
That, and I have a cat that decided that she was going to meow it away.
Oh, no. She got some anxiety.
She's never done that before. And so she was just meowing all over the place until she finally laid next to me. Aww. The other two I never saw until after.
That is too funny. They're like, bye. Yeah, we're just going to exactly. Go lay low.
We're on. Yeah.
Well, and it's funny, too, because like my kids, too, were like, we are not sleeping because we don't know what's about to happen. But honestly, I feel like nobody really was fully prepared for how bad it was.
Right. I'm laying there going, okay, what's the interior room of my house? Because I've only lived there since October. And I'm like, oh, I got to think about that. And then I'm thinking, okay, listen for trains. You know, that train sound is what they say the tornado sounds like, because we did have that warning for a while. But luckily, everything was fine at my house. And there was a pole that they were working on yesterday when I was on my way to church, not too far from my house. It was leaning, so I'm not sure. It looked like it might have gotten struck and split somehow.
Well, I know a lot of people were out without power for over 12 hours at least. And so there was a lot of damage, especially on the west side of town. But, you know, and it's funny because you're here to kind of prepare people and help people and keep people, you know, enlightened about businesses and what they can do and what they can do to protect themselves. We're going to talk about that as well. But when it comes to preparing for storms, I didn't ever have to deal with this. So when we moved here almost 8 years ago, having to remember to keep shoes nearby and to have blankets and things and ready in your interior room with the flashlights and snacks, you know, or whatever, and have everything charged, that was brand new to me. But now after 8 years, I'm kind of like, okay, you have like the game plan going through your brain if something goes awry.
Well, and once you've gone through a storm, especially like the hurricane that Sally came through, that's basically the first real storm that I've been through in the 11 years that I've been here, or 10 years that I've been here. So now it's like, okay, the hurricane season's coming up. By the way, next month we'll talk about the scammers around hurricane season and whatnot. But this year I'm going to actually have that container done and ready to go, because now that I've been through it,
it's no
joke.
It
can happen. Yeah, it's no joke. I mean, I'm not an original Floridian. I'm a come here, is what I like to say.
Wait, where are you from?
Maryland.
You're from Maryland. That's amazing. I like Maryland actually a lot. Some of the most beautiful windy roads I've taken are through Maryland, especially like the western part.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. You just have like, especially in the fall, absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. But yeah, we want to be prepared. We want to protect people. And today we want to talk about, well, I'll let you go ahead and start.
Well, this Saturday, in conjunction with the Better Business Bureau's Secure Your ID Day, which is your identity, we are having our shred event. Now, last year it was postponed, or we didn't basically cancel because we're a year because of the COVID, but we are going to do it again, along with our partners, Cat Country News Radio, Gilmore Services, and WEAR. We are sponsoring the Shred event. It's going to be at the Pensacola International, or Interstate Fairgrounds, mm-hmm. from 8 to 12. And this year we're going to try to get people off of Mobile Highway. So we're going to try doing, once they come in, putting them into four separate lanes. So please, please be patient and also follow the directions. This year we are again having the Tate JROTC group with Master Sergeant Kaiser as their leader. They're going to help the people. They won't even have to get out of their cars. When they pull up to the trucks, they'll have them there. We'll have them there, and they'll take wherever your stuff is. So if it's in the back seat or if it's in the trunk, all you have to do is pop your trunk or, you know, unlock your door, and they will take it out. If you have things in bags or boxes, please, please know that we are going to give those back to you. We don't have a place to store those. Okay. So we're going to put them back in your trunk or in the back of your back seat.
Okay.
But they'll take it. They're going to be giant, you know, the trash containers that you put your trash out at the curb, that's the size, and they'll dump all of that in, and once those are full, it'll go right to the truck, and it will be shredded right there on site.
Okay.
So it's 8 to 12. To help us, because, you know, we didn't do it last year, and I have some statistics here, but because of the fact that we think that we're going to have a lot more cars come through, or I should say vehicles,
because
we have
had... Because of the backup from last year?
Yes.
Okay.
Some people actually are holding it and didn't do anything with it for a whole year. But we're having the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, their cadets are going to help us with security and with traffic. So when you see them, they can help give you direction as well. But just to let you know, in 2017, we saw 1,575 vehicles come through. Now, I say vehicles again because motorcycles came through. You never know.
Wheels, yes.
And we shredded 55,000 pounds that day. Ooh. In 2018, we saw 1,780 cars, so up by 200 plus, and we shredded 60,000 pounds.
Nice.
In 2019, we went up to 1,812 cars, and we went to 68,000 pounds that we shredded. Now, please keep in mind, this is just for personal. This is not businesses. So if you have a business and you have things that you want to shred, you can call Gilmore at 888-439-7458, and they will be happy to talk with you about either coming to their facility to take care of it or coming to your facility and setting something up. It's 50 pounds, which can be a lot for some people and not a lot for other people, depending on how long you've actually held on to it.
Right.
And we have had more than one person come in their vehicle, so they come together. Okay. And so that's 50 a person. But please make sure that it's paperwork. Please, please do not put trash. We've had all sorts of things come through there, and we have to be very careful these days. So make sure that it's not mixed up with your trash, and it is just paperwork. No binders, no big clips or anything like that. Staples are okay, but we just need to make sure that nothing can harm our volunteers. And so we want to make sure when they're picking things up and they're moving it around,
right,
that they don't have any kind of trash or anything like that.
Sure. So before you come in, take a look through your papers as well, especially if you put them in a box or have them been throwing them in a bag.
Right.
You know,
sometimes
stuff
you forget, and yeah, you put something in that shouldn't be in there. So just do a little bit of, take a little few minutes and just make sure that nothing but the recyclable stuff that you want to shred. And this contains anything that has your address on it,
sure,
your social security number, anything that has any kind of identifiable information, go ahead and put it in there to shred.
Okay. And before we take a quick break, is this a free event?
It is totally free.
Okay.
Gilmore is doing it for free. Our media partners have been so gracious, you know, with putting the word out. And the volunteers were actually, Krispy Kreme is donating donuts and coffee for them. Okay. So we really appreciate them as well. That's the one on Cervantes.
Nice. All right. We didn't want to do it before. Now we want to.
Okay, that's for the volunteers. That's not for the people coming through. So
I still think, like, honestly, go reward yourself with a donut after you shred your stuff.
Yes.
Like, it feels better when you get a reward afterwards, right? All right, we're going to take a quick break. We have more with Tammy Ward from the Better Business Bureau when we come back. If you have a question for Tammy, please feel free to text in 437-1620. And, we'll chat a little bit more. I want to talk a little bit more about the importance of why we shred papers and get rid of them. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Second quarter is here. Wait, a quarter of the year is gone, and you're still struggling to put together your strategies for your marketing plan this year?
No. We actually have a wonderful strategy in place. I'm just going to go get it. Oh my gosh, you guys, get a plan together quick!
Don't waste another day. Contact ADX Digital today. Hey, it's Callie Scully, Digital Sales Director for ADX Digital, and it's time you stop wondering, stop stressing, and the overwhelm you feel can end today. At ADX Digital, we are your comprehensive digital marketing partner, and we're here to help. We are local marketing professionals, we understand the market, and we know what works for businesses just like yours. We'd love to build a partnership with you. Make today the last day you feel overwhelmed. At ADX Digital, we'll work with you to create a customized digital marketing partnership tailored exactly to your business to help you achieve your goals. Don't waste another day. Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
Temperatures are rising, which means your AC unit is going to be working extra hard through the end of summer. The question is your AC unit ready? Get expert help by calling HR Newell Services to make sure your system will keep you cool this summer. Do you have a commercial project that needs HVAC, plumbing, or electrical? Call HR Newell Services to manage the entire project. When your commercial building needs HVAC, plumbing, or electrical, you need to call HR Newell Services at 850-572-3181.
Don't make a costly mistake when selecting a new air conditioning system. Allow Energy Savers of Florida the chance to show you the value and comfort they can bring to you. What you pay for your next system isn't necessarily what it will cost. Don't suffer buyer's remorse when a repair bill arrives during your warranty period. Energy Savers features Coleman Heating and Air Systems, a name known for rugged reliability, 10 years parts, labor, and refrigerant. No out-of-pocket repair costs for 10 full years. Energy Savers of Florida, 850-983-6688.
Local news is our job, and we take it seriously.
As vaccinations become more readily available, travel confidence is growing. New survey by AAA indicates there's pent-up demand.
Even if it's just getting out and exploring the United States, or getting on a plane and traveling abroad, everyone is so eager to do that. We are so ready to get out of our living rooms.
Local news every 30 minutes from the newsroom that's open all day. News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. Good morning to you. We're chatting with Tammy Ward from the Better Business Bureau about the upcoming Shred-a-thon this Saturday from 8 to 12. They're partnering with WEAR, Cat Country, News Radio, and Gilmore Services to help you keep yourself safe. So, Tammy, I mean, a lot of people might know, just like common sense wise, like this is just a better way to get rid of your important information. But how do scammers and thieves, is what I'm going to call them, get around and actually like get into people's stuff when it comes to papers?
They can actually go through your trash And they can pull out things that have your address on it, your social security number on it. When we talk about shredding, we also talk about the fact that you want to cross shred, which is both ways, because I don't know if anybody's seen television shows these days and detectives or whatever, but where they have the just the straight cross or just the straight shred,
and then they can together.
Yeah, exactly. They take the sheets, the little strips of paper, and they tape them all back together. So that's why we say cross shred, so it's in both directions. Before I forget, we do say 8 to 12, but because we didn't have this last year and we are anticipating a huge crowd this year, if for some reason that we are having extra trucks, but if we fill up before 12, we will have to stop if we don't have any place, you know, if the trucks are all full. So we just wanted to put that out there that we are hoping to go from 8 to 12, but I would not start off out of your car or out of your home at 11:30 just in case, because once those trucks are full and we have no place to put the shred, we have to stop. So
okay, that makes sense, especially since last year it was put on hold,
right?
And so you might be storing up those important papers. And just to let you know, like, I am a victim, I will say it like that, of identity theft. Mm-hmm. And in fact, like, you know, I remember like noticing like things were just like a little off with like my credit score. They were off with just, and we were just a couple of young kids, just had gotten married, me and my husband, and we're starting a family, and we had been paying off some debt, and we thought, oh yeah, like our credit score is going to go up, and mm-hmm. you know, this is looking good. And then it was like, this is weird. And we got like a notification that my social security number was being used in like Oregon or something, where, you know, we were in New Jersey.
Wow.
Like I wasn't even close to it,
right?
And we still don't know how or why. Obviously, we'll never understand the why, but it messed everything up. And still, every year I have to get my little PIN code.
Correct.
That they send me. And so I have to use that when we file our taxes, when, you know, whenever like we're going for like a big loan or whatever, it just takes a little extra steps.
Correct.
In doing things. So, and what? I was 24, 25 when that happened.
Once you've had your identity stolen, however way it is, it takes you more to prove who you are than a scammer to take it. And so you always want to be careful about what you do as far as that is concerned.
Oh, yeah. And in the words of Dwight Schrute, you know, identity theft is not a joke, Jim. So,
well, and annualcreditreport.com, actually, you can get your credit report usually 3 times a year from the 3 credit reporting agencies. Right now, you can do it for free every month until April of 2022. And they're claiming, wow, because it's, you know, because of COVID and whatnot. They did extend it. It was April of this year, and they extended it a couple weeks ago, and it's now April 2022. So every month you can go in and get your credit report and make sure that your information is not being used by somebody else. And you know, check out everything. Annual credit, at www.annualcreditreport.com.
Wow, that's excellent. And so, and that one is safer than, you know, you see all the time, and I'm not judging, but you see like Credit Karma, and then there's like another one I've seen a commercial for, like you get your free credit score. Are those always secure, or I mean, is that easily hackable for people to get in and get information?
I don't know if there is actually a secure totally if it's on the internet.
It's true.
So you go with what you feel that you know you can trust, but the www.annualcreditreport.com is free. I don't know that much about the other ones as far as if they charge or not, or you know how you get it.
Right.
I do know that some of your credit card companies now, they'll choose one of the 3 reporting agencies and they'll pull your credit, and it might even be on your statement now. So there's different ways, but that website is the way to get it totally for free, and again, you know, once a month for the next year.
Okay.
So April of 2022.
That's
so
pretty good.
Just to keep track of it. And also, if you've got kids under the age of 18, at least every couple years, you want to check too, because we've had parents that have found out that their child's credit, they've actually gotten credit because someone has stolen their social security number, and they've gone years before they've gone to either try to get a loan for their education or purchase a car. And so you want to check if you have trouble and you can't find their name and information on the annualcreditreport.com, then you're pretty safe. But you don't want something showing up in your three-year-old's name to buy something in order to find out that your child's information has been stolen.
Right. Like, why is my three-year-old getting approved for a new car?
And you can't, right?
And people do it.
Exactly.
You know? And there's just, I still don't understand it, but it's just a part of life. But the Better Business Bureau is here to help you protect yourself. Like we said before, you want to be protected and prepared for storms. Well, in this case, you can be protected and a little bit more aware
you don't want
scammers and different things happening. But and this Shred-a-thon is a perfect way to kind of start that. I want to give a little bit more information before we wrap up and remind people where the Shred-a-thon is. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to let you know where the Shred-a-thon is happening this Saturday, when, what you can bring, and what times are best to arrive. So let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Tammy Ward after these messages.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data. Rates and fees may apply. Offer cost information and conditions. Equal housing letter. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org. Number 330.
Did you know that April is Autism Acceptance Month? Autism Pensacola is the leading resource center and community connector for autism support, advocacy, and education in Northwest Florida. They aim to educate the community about autism, serve as a network for families and professionals, advocate for better services, and provide opportunities through camps, special events, and enrichment programs. Together, creating a more autism-friendly Northwest Florida. Celebrate Autism Acceptance Month. Visit autismpensacola.org and explore ways to get involved. That's autismpensacola.org.
News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620 are local, and your opinion matters. So we want you to join our Listener Advisory Board. When you join at newsradio923.com, we'll send you a confidential survey that helps us make decisions about our programming and news. And by the way, you'll be eligible for a $150 gift card to the Fish House just for filling out our survey. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's 9:28 here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. We're chatting with Tammy Ward of the Better Business Bureau, and she's inviting you to be a part of a free event this Saturday. So before we get ready to wrap up and go to Mark in the news, I want you to remind people where this, what this event is, where it's happening, and a little bit of preparation they need to keep in mind.
It's our annual Shred event. It's free. It is being sponsored by the Better Business Bureau, Gilmore Services, Cat Country, News Radio, and WAR. It's at the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds this Saturday, April 17th, as part of the Secure Your ID with Better Business Bureau. It's from 8 to 12. I know people will get there early. They always do. Just follow some P's. Prepare your paperwork and pack your patience. Mm-hmm. We are expecting a record number of vehicles coming through. Please, 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 we will get you through as quickly as possible. You don't have to get out of your cars. It won't take long once you're at you know, the trucks, but please just pack your patience. And we will have information that some of the Better Business Bureau staff will be handing out for you to help you to protect, tell you what you need to keep, how long you need to keep it. So, you know, just again, prepare for a little bit of time to wait, but we will get to you and hopefully we'll get to everybody.
Yeah, and when once you arrive at the event, like Tammy said, because this is at the fairgrounds, you know, that area can get clogged up pretty fast with people coming in and out off of Mobile Highway, Pine Forest, you know, so just use a little extra caution too when you're out and about that time of day, and maybe arrive a little bit sooner so you can start the flow. So 8:30, you know, start that lineup then.
They'll be there before 8.
People arrive before 8?
They arrive before 8. So just be careful. As soon as possible, we'll get you off of Mobile Highway. So if you're in that area, just, you know, like I said, pack your patience and just be cautious.
Wow. Awesome. You guys are great. I'm really excited about this. Thank you so much, Tammy. Always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.